Alaska Native tribal leaders are gathering in Washington for tomorrow's Tribal Nations Conference with President Obama. Each of the country's 565 federally recognized tribes were invited to send a representative. This is the second time the Obama White House has hosted such an event. Marvin Kelly with the Monix Tribal Council says he hopes this year Alaska's voice is heard loud and clear.
Well, there's more representation from Alaska, more people, so hopefully with all the other voices from the other villages, we'll be able to bring out our concerns in a stronger voice.
Kelly says his top issue is getting help dealing with the high costs of living and transportation in rural Alaska. Kelly attended last year's summit and says the Obama administration did help out by sending some stimulus money to his community for building projects.
In Monarch, we got the Recovery Act, or the ARRA. We got 6 homes there, but you know, most of the, we probably would have got more homes if the cost of transportation would be less, because it's so high, like probably 50% of it is shipping.
ECIAC's Mike Williams wants the federal government to help in the battle tribes are waging with the state over subsistence, fishing, and hunting rights.
The United States has a trust obligation to protect the First People of Alaska and help change that some of those policies that are hurting us, that we're struggling with, and we have been made criminals to hunt and fish in our own lands, and that is not right.
William says the one thing the Obama administration can do for Native people throughout the country is to sign on to the United Nations Declaration for Indigenous Rights. Others, like Congressman Don Young, have suggested the administration create a cabinet-level position for Native American issues. Young said he wants to see concrete items come out of the summit.
I just hope something fruitful comes out of it, because last year we had the same tribal conference and not much came out of it.
Young is calling for a separate Alaskans-only meeting with White House officials. Tomorrow's Tribal Nations Conference will begin with an address by President Obama, followed by breakout sessions.